I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. This morning from a hotel room in New York, because he's been up till 1 o'clock in the morning still looking for that plane.
When you said hotel room, you made it sound like, you know, there was something going on, like I needed to go to church today.
You said it.
Well, let's talk about that. Did y'all go to church? Y'all went to church,
yes.
Right? Well,
yes.
I didn't go.
Well, you gave his seat up.
Gave my seat up. That was a Christian thing for me to do.
We're going to talk about you on the back end of this.
Okay.
All right? Because, like Sybil, I'm sure many people don their Sunday best, the hat, Sybil, I'm sure you had on a big hat. Flowery pastel dresses, linen or seersucker suits to attend church this Easter Sunday. But, you know, it's getting harder and harder, guys, to fill those pews even on Easter. It's the busiest Sunday of the year because, according to a Pew study, the only religious group in the U.S., the only one that is growing, is the religiously unaffiliated. People who don't affiliate with religion, with a certain religion. A new major report from the Brookings Institute, which will go into detail about this a little bit more, will be released later this week. The study will show that young Americans today are less affiliated religiously than any previous youth cohort in history. Hmm. The Public Religion Research Institute has also found that 35% of Americans under the age of 30 are unaffiliated. It also states that 1 in 5 18 to 29 year olds say that religion is not important in their lives. That's compared to only 10% of those 50 and older who say that. Why is it? The Brookings report will cite two main contributing factors: the decline in formal religious affiliation, particularly among the young, and the bad rap that religion has gotten as a result of the culture wars and the prominence of conservative religious figures. In other words, young people, the millennial generation, they are over it. The study shows that they have only known a world in which religion and the right are intertwined. Young people associate religion with intolerance and homophobia, and therefore they do not see themselves or wish to be seen as religious. Now, although Protestants are taking a big hit, Catholics are taking a bigger one. Today, 31% of Americans were raised in the Catholic faith, yet fewer than 24% describe themselves as Catholics. The loss would have been even greater if not for immigrants, mostly Spanish-speaking countries, from Spanish-speaking countries, who identify themselves as Catholics. All those people that come over and conservatives don't want them to come over, they're the ones who are identifying as Catholics and keeping the numbers up in the Catholic Church in America. So many believe that the number may turn around for Catholics if this new Pope, Pope Francis, continues to focus on social justice and inclusion. However, Protestant churches having a tough time, too, convincing their flocks to come back to the pews. Now, this is according to the Daily Beast, and I believe you guys talked about this on the radio yesterday. The competition is so fierce that on Easter Sunday, some mega churches were handing out flat-screen TVs, iPads, Starbucks gift cards, and even using TV show themes like The Walking Dead and zombies to lure new members, especially young ones. There is nothing to show that any of this is working. It is not getting the numbers up. In 1992, a Gallup poll showed that 70% of the respondents that said that they were members of a church or a synagogue. In 2013, it was only 59%, from 70% to 59% saying that they were members of church in the synagogue. Well, I wouldn't count church out just yet. It is obvious that for whatever reason, more and more people are either turning away from organized religion or are watching services from home on their TV or the internet. The biggest mega church of them all could soon be what a rapidly growing number of people have playfully and quite accurately nicknamed Bedside Baptist.
Do they break
which
it
is where Tom was this past Sunday.
do they break it down in race?
Yes.
What about, do they say black youth?
Black people have the highest religious affiliation of any other demographic.
And what about young black people? Are they going to church?
They're not going to church as much, but they still affiliate religiously more than any other group. But their numbers are still dwindling. I don't know the exact numbers, but all demographics and numbers are dwindling. The only one that's raised, obviously, as I said, the unaffiliated. The next one, immigrants from Spanish-speaking countries who identify as Catholic.
All right. Give us something to think about.
Bedside Baptist.
Nighty night.
That's
nighty night.